Praise the Lord.
Dalaygo ng Diyos.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Dalaygo ng Diyos.
All right, children, can you hear me? Can we say praise the Lord?
Makadugo pa siya, may kaingon pa tanga, dalaygo ng Ginoo. Na, praise the Lord.
Okay, children, look at me. Can everyone look at me?
All
right. Can you say praise the Lord? Let me hear you.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Uno, dos, tres.
Okay, you can do better than that. Okay, that's a little better. Let's say it all together. Praise the Lord. Okay, can we say it again? Real loud. Praise the Lord. Okay, can we do it one more time? Praise the Lord. Okay, now we're going to have a contest. That means we're going to see how loud the mothers can say praise the Lord. And then we'll see how loud the children can say praise the Lord. Can you be louder than your parents? Yes? Okay. All right. Okay, all the moms here, can you say praise the Lord? Oh boy, children, you got to do better than that. All right, children, now you say praise the Lord. Oh boy, that's close. All right, let's give the moms another chance, okay? Okay, mothers, you ready? Oh, yeah, but you young one right back there, you were helping your mother. You got to help your little friends. All right, you got one more chance, little children. Let's show your moms that you can say it real loud. Ready? Whoa, one more time. You got to work a little better. One more time. Praise God. All right. Sorry, moms. You lost. Praise the Lord. Okay. All right, children.
How about that?
Huh? Well, it depends on if they could be sitting while the parents are grouped together. All right, children, I would like to ask you to do something for me today. Can you stay, can you pay attention to what I'm saying today? Can you do that? Okay, because God wants to give you something today. And He wants to bless you. Amen? Okay, I am going to share first of all a scripture verse that goes along with what Sister Pavlina was sharing here. Do you remember the last scripture verse she shared out of Obadiah? Where she shared that Savior shall come onto the Mount of Zion. Do you know where Zion's at? It's in the capital of Jerusalem, which is in the country of Israel.
Dito sa Israel, lugar sa Israel, na dito ang Jerusalem, nagapahilo na dito ang Sion.
And it represents coming to be very, very one with God.
O nagapahilo na nila, buabot kayo siya, diha kayo sa usa ka Dios.
How many of you want to be one with God?
Sila ba kanato gusto nga maisa sa Ginoo?
How many of you want to be one with God? Okay, I think all of us here do. Praise the Lord. Okay, now here is the scripture verse that came when I was hearing you speak. It says, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him. That word err means to fall away from the truth.
Kanang
But the scripture verse says, let him know that he which converts the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death.
Ang bote pasabot nene nga ang usa ka magkasala, ginahanglan gyud siya mubiya gikan nila pagpasala aron siya mapasaylo sa Dios.
And shall hide a multitude of sin.
O iya gayon mutago siya gikan sa kadaghan daghan nga mga kasaypanan or kasalanan.
Does anybody here want to sin? Do you want to sin, Melinda?
No!
No, I don't want to sin.
Now
that's first me. But now God wants to give us power to help others not to sin. Because if you begin to receive God in your life, God wants to save other people from their sin because the wages of sin is death. Amen.
Amen.
Boy, you're quiet. Amen.
Amen.
All right. We have to hate sin.
Ginahanglan ato kayong dumtan ang kasalanan.
We have to hate sin.
Dumtan ang kasalanan.
Huh?
Amen.
What is it that you could probably say in the Philippines that you hate most of all? Something in the natural. Something that would be repulsive to Filipinos. Think of something. Oh, I know something that you probably don't like. Is a crocodile. Yeah, does anybody here like crocodiles?
Yeah.
What?
No.
Do you know what crocodiles like to do? Especially big crocodiles. They like to eat people.
Gusto niya makanon ang tao.
Oh. I don't want to be eaten by a crocodile. I will stay far away from a crocodile. I don't want to be his supper. Well, something then I would not want as a pet, like a dog. So, I'm sharing with you, we have to come to hate sin as much as we would hate for an alligator to eat us up or a crocodile.
Ang bote pasabot dinhi nga ang pagdumot ato sa atong sala sama ra gyapon nga mipalayo kita sa buaya para di ta makaon.
Amen.
Amen.
Just a few amens. I want to share something else with you. Why should we hate sin? Why should we hate sin?
Say,
mothers, have you ever gotten angry at your children? Sometimes. How about you, Pavlina? You ever get angry at your boy? Rita, about your children when you were growing up? Mark? They can get on your nerves, can't they? They can get you upset. You say, don't do this, don't do this, and then all of a sudden they keep doing it. Have you children ever got mad at your parents and hit them? No, never? Is that true, moms? No? Alright, how about you? Has your children ever got upset and sort of hit you back? Moms, has that happened? Children? Oh, yeah. Well, that really gets me upset, but I teach him never hit. Hitting someone is a sin. Now, the Bible teaches us that the wages of sin is death.
Ang Biblia mismo na gayon ang bayad sa sala mao gayon ang kamatayon.
So children, if you go hit somebody, and you do not repent, and you keep hitting somebody, and hitting somebody, you're going to grow up to be a bad person. You will not only hit your brothers or sisters, you'll hit your mother, you'll hit people as they get older. And do you know that sin is friends with other sins? Because if a person is angry, the manifestation sometimes will be to hit or to attack somebody. And you find yourself that your nature and your character is becoming sinful. And the reason for that is because you do not realize that it's not just you, but you are obeying the spirit of sin. So we have to begin to look at sin as something so terrible in our lives. And we have to get rid of that sin before it destroys us. You know, the word of this Bible here is called the Word of God. This Bible. The Word of God. So this isn't just a book. There's many millions and millions and millions of books in the world. But there is only one book which is called the Word of God. Right here, children. The Bible is the Word of God. Now, who is the Word of God? Who is the Word of God?
Huh?
Jesus? Jesus is the Word. For it says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Can you imagine if we lived in Jesus' time? All of us here. And we all lived in Israel. And we lived during the time when Jesus had his 3.5 years of ministry. Jesus taught little children. He taught mothers. Do you realize that? Look around. How many men do we have around here? Look around. One. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Two.
Three.
Four.
Five.
Six.
Seven.
Eight. Men. Eight. Don't feel bad, men, that there's not too many men here. Because truthfully, in the time of Jesus, there were probably more women and children than there were men. But to those who believed, he called them his disciples and his apostles. And I want to tell you something else. Jesus is no respecter of persons.
Ang Dios wala kay sa magpili og tao.
Do you know what I'm saying by that? I'm saying that Jesus did not look on men as being higher than women.
Ang Dios wala maga is isip nga ang usa ka lalaki mas labaw siya kaysa sa
babae. Or that that children were just something to be playing on the side.
Ah, or mga bata baka naga dula-dula dito sa pikas tampi.
This little girl here,
kining usa ka bata nga babae dire,
has the ability to receive the life of God.
Aduna siya katungod usab nga aduna siya abilidad nga makasdawat sa Dios.
As she sits and listens as much as any adult can. How can that be true? Well, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. And when we come together like in this place, and Jesus says where two or three are gathered together in His name, He says, I am in the midst of you. The thing is, we don't understand that when we come together seeking God and wanting God, that Jesus is right here with us. His heavenly host is here. Angel. Encouraging us. Blessing us. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to share something else with you mothers. There were a lot of ladies or women during the time of Jesus' ministry. That listened to every word that Jesus spoke. Do you know at the crucifixion when Jesus was crucified and the Roman soldiers put him on the cross, nailed him at the cross? It said some of the last people at the cross when Jesus died were women.
Ang katapusan gayon nga mibiya gikan sa lubnganan ni Jesus, mga babae, para pagkat mga babae.
They followed him to the grave.
Nagsunod ang mga babae ngadto sa lubnganan.
And I want to tell you one more thing.
Napakaya akong isulti ninyo.
On the third day,
sa ikatulo kaadlaw,
when Jesus rose from the dead,
kadiyang nabanaw si Jesus gikan sa mga patay,
they were the first at the grave.
O mga babae, mo'y primero ngadto sa lubnganan.
Hallelujah. So, the Bible teaches us that in Christ there is neither male nor female. You can speak the word of God when the Spirit of God comes to you. All you have to do is to be separated and give your heart unto God and serve Him. So when the Spirit of God is speaking, you begin to speak. It's no different than what I'm speaking to you. When you are in the Spirit of God, if you are born again and have His Holy Spirit, you can speak the oracles of God, the laws of God, the life of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. You didn't realize that, did you? You are worth very, very much to God. God does not look upon you whether you are rich or poor. God doesn't look upon you whether you're young or old. God does not look on you whether you're male or female. But God looks directly into your heart. Into your heart, young lady. Jesus sees inside of you, inside of each one of us, what we think, what we feel. Hallelujah. And every day He is wanting us to draw near to Him. There's a scripture verse that says, if you will draw nigh to God, here's God. If I draw near to God, the Bible says that God will draw near to me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. How many of you mothers have needs? How many of you have concerns? It's a struggle to take care of your children, isn't it? Mothers worry about their children. Are they going to be fed well? Will they grow up without sickness or disease? Will they study well so that they can grow up and be obedient? Amen. I'll ask you something else, mothers. Don't you have something in your heart that you want to see your children do better than yourself? Huh? Everybody? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, that gets us to this here, the Word of God. The Bible teaches us that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now I'm going to share something about a responsibility that you mothers can have and should have, is to teach your children the Word of God. Now remember, the book of Romans says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. How many of you desire faith?
Huh?
Faith to believe?
Amen.
You see, the only way we can be born again is by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. If you don't believe, you can't receive Him. It's by faith. And faith is the substance or the presence of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. See, you can have faith in Jesus Christ though you never saw Him with your natural eyes. That's faith. It's not what you see, it's what you believe. In fact, Jesus also said, blessed are they who believe without seeing. That means that God is blessing us with His life and energy because, not because we've seen Him, but because we don't see Him and yet we believe. Now I'm going to share another scripture verse with you out of the book of Hebrews. It says that without faith it is impossible to please God. So we need faith to please God. How many of us would love that God would be pleased with us? Wouldn't you, Alan? Alan, that God would come to you and said, Alan, I am pleased and blessed how you serve me.
Alan.
was God pleased? Because he believed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Children. Look at me, children. Do you believe in God? Yes. 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 God is pleased when you believe. And when you believe, you are to obey God. If there's two greatest commandments in the Bible, it is to love God, it's to obey Him. To obey His commandments. Amen.
Amen.
All right, mothers.
Mga mama,
this part is for you. I would like to see your hands, and don't raise them unless you know what I'm saying is true. How many of you have asked Jesus into your life and became born again? If you did, raise your hand. Okay. All right, I see a good number of you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to share something with you today that you as mothers can do that will not only bless you, but will be the greatest thing you can teach your children. We gave a lot of Bibles here the other day. And I encourage each one of your mothers, you mothers, is to not only take the Bible and read it, but read it to your children. There are thousands of stories, I'd say thousands of stories in the Bible that teach us about God. And the only way we can grow in God ourselves is by reading the Word of God. Now, when I say reading, you know what you're actually doing? You are eating the Word of God. You're eating the bread of life. And mothers, don't you take natural food and feed your children? Right? Huh? Your children not only need natural food, they need spiritual food. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, in the book of Judges, there is a story about a man named Samson. How many of you have ever heard of the story of Samson? Raise your hand. Samson. How many of you? Anybody? Look at this. Nobody's raised their hand. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is going to be the first story you tell your children. Now your Bible is consist of the Old Testament and the New Testament. And in this Bible, there's really 66 books in this Bible. And we're going to talk a little bit about the birth of Samson. But your homework is going to be to read about the rest of Samson's life. Amen. All right, starting in chapter 13 of Judges. In the book of Judges, chapter 13. And I want to tell you one other thing. Every story in this Bible is true. God says He cannot lie. So if anybody tells you, oh, this Bible is just fairy tales and it's not true, don't believe it. Because it was God that breathed this book into existence. Amen. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right, boy, half asleep. One more time. Can we say amen?
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord. Okay, chapter 13, starting in verse 1.
Oh,
look at this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. God bless you for bringing your Bibles today. Okay, it says here in chapter 13, verse 1, and the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines 40 years. Go ahead, Alan, could you read that?
Ang mga anak sa Israel na nagbuhat pag-usap niya itong dautan diha sa pagtanaw sa Ginoo. O ang Ginoo nagtugyan kanila nga ito sa kamot sa mga Pilipihanon sa kapatang katuloy.
Praise the Lord. The children of Israel were the people of God.
Ang katawan sa Israel, itawag silang mga tao sa Diyos.
And it says they did evil in the sight of the Lord, so God delivered them into the hands of their enemies.
Nagaingon ni na, bisa pinagkatawan sa Diyos, ang panapagkasala siya at tubangan kaniya, maunang itugyan sila nga sa iyang kaaway.
So God wanted to chastise or correct His people because they were deep in sin against God. The number 40, it says 40 years. And you know, every number in the Bible has a meaning. The number 40 means tribulation. Do you know how many days did it rain on the face of the earth during Noah's time? 40 years. You'll see 40 in your Bible in many places.
So
this was the condition of Israel at that time. They had gone away from God. But now we see a story here, and it says there was a certain man of Zorah of the family of the Danites whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and bare not.
Sa sura sa panimalay sa mga tagadan, ang sangalan mao si Manoah, ug ang iyang asawa apuli ug wala mga anak.
And the angel of the Lord appeared unto the woman and said unto her, behold now, thou art barren and bearest not, but thou shalt conceive and bear a son.
Ug ang manununda sa Ginoo nagpakita sa babaye ug ningon kaniya, aniya karon ikaw apuli ug wala mga anak, apan ikaw manampon ug mga anak.
It says here, it says, now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing.
Busa karon magmardun ka, ako naghangyo kanimo, o kayo pag-inom sa bino, ni maisog na ilinon, o kayo pagkaon sa mga hugaw ng butang.
For lo, thou shalt conceive and bear a son, and no razor shall come on his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite unto God from the womb.
Kaya niya karon ikaw manangkong og mga anak sa usa ka anak nga lalaki og walay nabahan nga mo dapat sa iyang ulo, kay ang bata usa ka Nazareno ngadto sa Dios gikan sa tiyan og siya nga magasugod sa pagluwas sa Israel gikan sa kamot sa mga Pilipinanon.
And he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. He read it all. Okay, praise the Lord. So we see here the beginning of the story of Samson.
And
it was a natural story about a natural man named Samson and his mother and a father. It was a natural story, but it's a spiritual story.
Natural kini sa historia apan adunay buti pasabot ang Dios nini.
Every story in the Bible points to Jesus Christ.
Matag historia dia sa balang kasulatan nagapunta ra kini maitungod ni Ginoo Hesus Kristo.
Jesus was born of a woman who was yet a virgin.
Si Jesus atong nibaluan nga natawo siya diha sa usa ka babae nga birhen.
And he was also called a Nazarite.
Onya ang iyang ngalan gitawag
ya like sa
Nazareno. Parehas gyapon ni Samson Nazareno.
Now the angel of the Lord came and spoke to the mother.
Ang anghel sa Dios niadto sa iyang mama og nisulti
that this child was going to deliver Israel from their enemies. But the mother was instructed how to raise the child. Amen.
Amen.
First of all,
una sa tanan,
the Lord instructed Manoah.
Okay, manduan si Manoah nga mama sa mao ni Samson.
That first she was not to drink strong drink.
Ingnan siya nga ayaw paghubog-hubog or ayaw din paghubog-hubog Manoah.
That means it was her responsibility, the mother.
Bote pasabot na mao na siya responsibilidad sa nanay.
Not to be drunk with wine.
Nga dili gayon maghubog.
But even more so, it was teaching the mother that she had to walk uprightly and pure before God.
Bote pasabot na nga gi manduan kayo sa Dios nga ang una ang mama magpuyo kayo siya nga adunay pagtamot sa Dios.
Not only that, but then she was also instructed later on in this chapter how she was to raise the child. And as the Lord instructed her, he had what was called in the Bible the vow of a Nazarite.
Na kini gitawag sa balang kasulatan nga mao ang pakinsaad nga Nazareno.
And you find that in the book of Numbers, chapter 6,
Numeros kapitulo 6,
where it begins to instruct if you are a Nazarite.
Diha nimo makaplagan kun unsay angay nimo pagkamatud.
Let's turn there. In the book of Numbers, chapter 6.
Na may Bible wala.
Now remember, who was a Nazarite in the Bible?
Huh?
Jesus was a Nazarite. When you read in the Gospels about Jesus' birth, he was born in Bethlehem. He had to flee into Egypt because Herod wanted to kill his life. And when Herod was dead, the angel of the Lord said, "Go back to your country." And Jesus and his parents settled in the land of Nazareth. And so therefore he was called a Nazarite. Now remember, whatever Jesus was called, his disciples should be the same.
Ang mga tinun-an ni Jesus, mausap diya, mao diya kung siya.
you know, if we want to be like Jesus, we must follow Him. Amen? Just a few amens. You have to be determined to go all the way with God. So this little story in the Old Testament was speaking to Manoah the mother and how she was to raise the child. If we turn to Numbers chapter 6, chapter 6 of Numbers, it says here in verse 1 and 2, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, when either man or woman shall separate themselves to vow a vow of a Nazarite, to separate themselves unto the Lord.
Numbers chapter 6, verse 1 and 2, isulti mo sa mga anak sa Israel o pamulo mo kanila sa diha ng lalaki kung ang babae magabuhat o linaing saad sa saad sa Nazareno parang pagahin sa iyang kagalingon alang sa Ginoo.
He shall separate himself from wine and strong drink, and shall drink no vinegar or of wine, or vinegar of strong drink. Neither shall he drink any liquor of grapes, nor eat moist grapes or dry.
Verse 3, kinahanglan mabulag siya gikan sa bino o sa ilinon nga maiso. Siya dili mainom sa suka sa bino, bisan suka sa ilinon nga maiso. Dili usab siya magainom sa bisan unsa nga duga sa paras, ni magakaon sa paras sa labas, bisan binulan.
All the days of his separation shall he eat nothing that is made of the vine tree, from the kernels even to the husk.
Adlaw sa iyang pagkanasarino, siya dili magakaon bisan unsa nga binuhat gikan sa paras, sukad sa unod hangtod sa panit sa bunga.
All the days of the vow of his separation there shall come no razor upon his head, until the days be fulfilled in the which he separated himself unto the Lord. He shall be holy, and shall the locks of his hair of his head grow. All the days that he separated himself unto the Lord, he shall come at no dead body.
Sa tanang adlaw sa iyang pagkagsaad, pagkabinulag walay nabaha, nga makaagi sa ibabaw sa iyong ulo, hangtod nga matuman ang mga adlaw sa pagahin sa iyang kaugalingon, alang sa Ginoo, magabalaan siya, kasagdan niya ang mutubo, ang mga hugpong sa buhok sa iyang ulo.
You see, when we become born again, we make a vow to God.
Ato bang nakita sa diha nga nakatapag-usap kita nakinsaad sa Dios.
We say, God, I'm a sinner. I repent of my sins. I do not want to sin anymore. We're making a vow, a pledge to God to come to Him. In fact, your Nazarite vow is when you are baptized in water, that you said, I'm no longer going to live to this world or to sin, but I'm going to die so that I am resurrected with you. So this is what we call separating ourselves unto God. Amen. And the Nazarite vow said, thou shalt not touch no dead body, no unclean thing. The children of Israel were taught natural things to teach them spiritual things. If they touched a dead body, they were to go and wash and be set aside until they were deemed clean again. Every time you sin, it is like touching a dead body.
Makasala, gyapon kada pagtuo nga kinahanglan atong hugasan atong kagalingon.
It makes you unclean and only God can clean you through repentance and change.
Og ang pamagi ni Maikson, mao lang kayo kini nga paghinulsod gikan sa tanan ta kasalanan.
So I'm telling you this story about Samson and about the mother in particular.
Mao na og prayon siya sa pagsulti nga ni kanato mahitungod sa kinaboy na Samson.
Remember, she was barren, she couldn't have children.
Hinumdumi nga si Manoa, wala pa si anak na ito gayon na, o binintak na anak abatong siya.
But God brought her a son so that she would raise him up in service to God.
Apan gitagaan siya ka anak sa Dios para nga sugikan niya ng anak, makapangalagad sila nga ito si Ginoo.
But the mother had to be separated unto God in order to teach her son how to be separated and holy unto God.
Apan nagaula kini nga ito sa inahan, tungkol kayo saan man niya pakaibalo kung siya wala manilain para sa Dios nga ito sa iyang mga anak.
So God is saying to each of you mothers today,
mauna nga mga ginikanan, nining kabuntago, nagatudlo ang balang kasulatan.
Fathers as well.
Bisan pa nga ito sa mga papa.
Children.
Mga bata.
Grandparents.
Bisan pa mga lolo.
That we are Nazarites, we are separate unto God.
Kita mga Nazareno, buti pasabot nini, palain nato ito pagalingon para sa Dios.
We can't go back and go back into sin.
Dili kaingon human dili abang padayon ta sa ato pagkasala.
So God has a great expectation for you mothers.
Mao na manin ang Dios aduna dai siya ako na paglantaw sa mata ko sa.
To walk before him and be holy.
Nga magalakaw kita ngadto kaniya o magkapapalaan.
And the next great expectation God has for you as mothers.
Sunod sa manin ay ihang pagdahandog sa ato kita buhi mga ginikanan.
To teach your children the word of God.
Nga makatudlo kita sa ato mga anak sa iyahang mga pulong.
Now the children can come to this Christian school. They can hear about God. They can sing songs about God.
But
you have more responsibility to teach them about God than this school. A mighty man of God spoke to me one night when I was in India.
Osaka, tao sa Dios sa dito pa sa India nagsulti.
It was 3 a.m. in the morning and we couldn't sleep.
Tulog out. Ano na ba? Alas 3 sa buntag wa na ganit siya katulog.
And he spoke to me and he said, Brother George, when you die and stand before the judgment seat of God, he says, only you are going to have to answer, how did you treat your wife and how did you treat your children? Do you hear what I'm saying? We have a great responsibility. I can't say Edmer should have taught my children. I can't say Brother Mark was to teach my children.
But
I will have to answer to God how I lived with my wife. And how I raised my children. And I'll tell you another thing, young mothers. I have a 38-year-old daughter. I have a 33-year-old son. I have a 31-year-old son. And I'm still raising them. They're looking at me how I live. I have to look when there's an open door, even though they're grown adults, when they need counsel, that I can give them the counsel that comes from the Word of God. Our responsibility never ends. Now, to many of you mothers, that have accepted Christ, this is all new to you.
Na ang ato pag nunot dagang Kristo Jesus mao kini siyang angay natumhimon.
Some of you may have never read very much of the Bible.
Siguro na mga panahon nga di kahit na makabasa sa atong balang kasulatan.
But you know what?
Naibalo pa mo kung sa?
Today is a very good day to start.
Karon na ang panahon.
Amen. Go through your Bible. Start in Genesis. Sit down with your children and say, children, sit. You must listen to what I'm going to read to you. And when you read this Bible, you'll see that there are a number of stories in them. Talk to your children about these stories. Meditate on them. Because as you do, you'll come to know God. And you'll teach your children the fear of God. There is one more thing I want to say about this Bible. It's in the book of Deuteronomy. There is instructions to parents to teach your children about God in the morning. Teach them at noon time. Teach them when they go to bed at night. Teach them how to pray, to talk to God. And you will find as you teach them, you are also going to learn yourselves. And you will grow with God. This is a very special book. Treat it as your most valuable possession in your life because it is. And teach your children to love God. I noticed there was one thing and I'll end. When you were singing songs this morning, all the adults were singing, but the children weren't singing. Encourage your children to learn the songs as you sing. Unless it's a special time, keep your children with you, mothers. I do that with my grandchildren. And I will keep one there and I will say, sing the words. They hear, they know. And you say, sing. And you'll find that they really know the words after you're singing it a few weeks. But this is how we teach them how to come to know God. Do you think this is good instruction for us this morning? Amen. And if you feel that you don't know a lot about God, that doesn't matter. All you have to have is a willing heart. God will teach you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all today. Amen.